Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies. I am so excited to be back with you with our women's Bible study. I am so excited. It seemed like it's been forever since we met, but nevertheless, I am really excited. I am especially excited because I have my sister teaching today, Dr. Shaquita Miller. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. She is actually going to be teaching you, and so just remember that you can go in to the website eowbiblestudy.com, and you can click on listen, and it will pop up along with her Bible study notes. If you missed her in class, and you want to hear her, oh my God, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Tell us your topic this morning.
Giving up is not an option.
You see, ladies, you see what I'm saying? Giving up is not an option. So we're going to go ahead and pray because I want her to have all this time. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, so much, Lord, for all that you're doing. Lord, I pray for every listener today. God, I pray that it is a rhema word for their hearts.
Yes.
God, that they know that quitting and giving up is not an option, that they are to continue to move forward by faith and trust you, that you are going to finish what you started. And so, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, Dr. Shaquita, it is all on you. You can take over. She's taking over the show, guys. You can take over, and I will be back when we close out.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate this privilege. It is an honor to be here to even pour into the audience that God has given you. And I just want to just cut through the chase and get to the meat. And that is, so many of us have purposes and destiny because we were born with one to fulfill. And in the midst of that, I want to deal with the fact that there will be a time somewhere in your walk where you will want to quit, where the pressure to give up will be so strong. And I just want to deal with that. If you haven't gotten there yet, before you get there, know it. If you are there, recognize it. And know that giving up is not an option. If you don't know any other fact, know that you were placed in this life with a purpose, and you will face external and internal opposition to keep you from fulfilling it. No matter what, you have got to remember that you are vital and your life contribution is needed more than you know. We need you in your place to do what it is God set you in the earth to do. And so today I just want to leave you with 3 points. The first one is dealing with the pressure to give up. That's that external opposition. It's the thing that comes from without. It's, you know, where you need to realize everyone is not going to understand, like, or help you. Just because you decide to walk in your purpose or you decide to fulfill your destiny, or even when you get on the path to fulfill it, know that the enemy is real and he uses people, places, and things against you. So when that external opposition comes, don't you fear and don't you fret. God is with you and he's anointed and equipped you to fulfill your purpose. In Psalms 53, 3 through 7, you even see where David walked through it, and he stated, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, meaning they were talking about him. They were saying what they wanted to say about him. It says that in wrath they hate me. And then he went on to say, my heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. And he would go on in that same passage to say, fearlessness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. David wanted to run. He just wanted to get away. And get this. He said in the 7th verse, lo, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Now, you know people getting on your nerves when they make you want to go to a wilderness instead of staying in a place where you've got peace and you're fulfilling your destiny and purpose. You know that is not a good place. And it's in that place where he was dealing with that external oppression. And that same thing, know that the next part of the dealing with external opposition,
realize you have a real enemy. And the enemy is not people, but the enemy, he uses people. And if you can keep in your mind's eye that people are being used by the devil, then you won't be distracted by that and make them your enemy and start responding and getting on their level. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He's watching you and he's studying you. Don't give him or equip him with more than what he is already trying to use against you. That brings me to my next point. The enemy only has the power that you give him. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That means that the enemy only has the power that you give him, and that's the only power that he can use. So with that being said, don't you give the enemy any more power than what he already has. You keep in your mind's eye that you have a purpose to fulfill and you're going to do it. Resist that pressure to give up that comes from external opposition. And then after you've dealt with the external opposition, oh, here's where it gets real. Know that you're going to have internal opposition. There's a desire that comes from within to fight you and to fight against you. You know, the enemy, that's the one that you want to make sure that you bind as well. There will be days when you just want to quit. Oh, yes, even those who God used greatly in the Bible. In 1 Kings 19:4, you see where the prophet Elijah, now this is the one who called down fire, the one who God used, the one who went and exposed all the prophets of Baal. He himself, it says in 19:4, went a day's journey, here we go again, into the wilderness, came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, Lord, take away my life. I'm not better than my father's. He was being fought. Jezebel was upset and had put a hit out on his life. I want you to know the enemy has a hit on yours, but just because the hit is there doesn't mean it's going to succeed. Remember, he already told us no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. It didn't say that the weapons weren't going to form. So with that being said, when that overwhelming sensation to leave this life comes upon you, realize that you're still here for a purpose, and the only reason the enemy is trying to wipe you out is because of who you're going to reach and then who they're going to reach and what God's going to do, so on and so forth. Then realize that the struggle is real. As you're dealing with internal opposition, realize that there's an inward struggle that takes place. And this thing takes place in everybody. I don't care what the title is, what the position is. Everyone that's living and breathing has this same struggle. Romans 7:21-24 says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? What he's saying is my flesh is fighting against me. Even when I want to do good, evil is always present. I keep having to fight against the things that's going on the inside. And don't we find ourselves in that same type of struggle? Don't we find ourselves, well, we would do good, evil is always present? Baby, that's realizing that the struggle is real. And here's what I want you to understand with the struggle. When you find yourself in a struggle, don't run from God, but bring that struggle to him. He's the only one who's going to help settle the struggle. He's the only one who's anointing you to be able to overcome it. He's the one who's going to empower you to win against the inner struggle, just like you want your children to come to you when they're struggling, so that you can share your wisdom and help them walk through the struggle. Your daddy God wants to do the same thing with you. But in our flesh, what we do is get in a struggle and think that we're hiding it from him. And he's the only one who's going to equip us to overcome it. So I challenge you that when you realize you're in a struggle, bring that struggle to him. Amen. And then the other thing that you need to realize with the internal opposition is know that you've got to release your will. Because it's going to be your will versus his will. Always what he wants is not always what we want. And we got to be real about that thing. Oh, I say all the time, if we would just talk to him in a real way and let him know, look, Father, I know that you don't like this, but I do. So I'm going to need you to help me like what you like. Take away the desire and give me your desire. And as you begin to be real with him about that, he'll help you with it. And that's all that you have to do is trust him. As you begin to trust him, he'll walk you through it. He'll help you with it, and he'll anoint you. And he'll begin to make his thoughts your thoughts, his ways your ways. He even says in Luke 22 and 42, we see where Jesus said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. What he was doing was realizing that I've gotten to the part of this walk, even though I came to do this, knew it was coming to this, this thing is harder than what I expected it to feel like and be like. And because of that, he wanted to release it. He wanted to let it go. And if we would just get to that place where we'll bring that to him, where we have that internal opposition, because if you read on further, God sent an angel to strengthen him so that he could fulfill the destiny that he came into the earth to do. Then realize that if we're going to know that we have external opposition, internal opposition, that means we've got pressures to give up and desires to give up, then we need to know how not to give up. Then, yes, we can overcome opposition. In Hebrews 2:12-2, the Word of God says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, what does that have to do with me? That was Jesus. In other words, we saw how he focused. And if we can just get our focus set on the other side of through, oh, yeah, you're going to have to go through. But through is the operative word. And there is another side of through. And if we will focus on that, it helps us get through quicker. It helps us go through faster. It helps us endure through and make through an operative word. It's not a place where we're to dwell. It's just a place we're passing through. That's what he wants for us. If we would just learn how not to park in the construction zones in our life, when God is taking us through some things where he's fixing it and upgrading it and making it better, if we would realize in those places we've just got to keep going through, oh, yes, he'll bless us and move us on through and we'll overcome. And then remember this, it's not about you. Everything that you're going through is so not about you. The only reason the enemy is fighting you, the only reason the hit ever came out in the first place is because of who you're attached to, who you're going to influence, who you're going to touch, whose life you're going to make a difference in. Romans 8 and 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature, wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. Somebody is praying for you. Somebody is praying for deliverance, and the word that they need is in your mouth. Somebody is praying for breakthrough, and the breakthrough they need is linked to you. Somebody is praying for an open door, and you're the one who's supposed to help with that. Hallelujah. The earnest expectation of the creature who God created is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Earth is waiting for you to take your rightful place. Hallelujah. Let that thing marinate on the inside of you. Let it be the thing that keeps driving you into obedience. And realize that it's not about you. That's why you're being fought. That's why giving up is not an option. Hallelujah. And then finally, in order to overcome, you just got to submit to it. You've got to submit. What Jesus did was submit it. In Matthew 26 and 39, when he was in the garden, he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He was submitting. He was submitting when he said, nevertheless. He was in full submission. When he said, nevertheless, never less than obedience, never less than total yes, never less than what you want, God. Nevertheless, I'll never give you less than what you sent me here to do. And if we would just submit to that in our lives, we'll find that even though there is struggle and opposition, it won't last long and we'll always overcome it. Remember this, most oftentimes our biggest struggles either proceed or follow our biggest triumph.
and know that no matter what struggles we face, we are in a fixed fight. God does not set us up for failure. Thank you, Lord. So he has called us, anointed us, and appointed us, and everything that he's done that with, he's going to equip us and help us to do it. As a matter of fact, if you let him, he'll do it through you. Whether it be a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, minister, etc., whatever it is that he's called you to do, don't you dare give up on God. Because remember this, he will never give up on you. So again, when you find yourself struggling, when you find yourself wrestling with do I continue or do I give up, do I let go or do I walk it out, whatever that struggle is, remember that if you would just obey God, walk in it the way he would, let him walk you through it, take all your struggles to him, he's going to help you. And giving up is so not an option. All you got to do is let him walk you through it. Let him empower you for it. He so wants to help fulfill your purpose. He didn't set you up for failure and send you into a place where you have to do it by yourself. He didn't send you into a place where you have to try and figure it out. But he sent you to a place where he knew he was going to help you with the walk. Thank you, Lord. And that's the thing that God wants in you. So if you'll just line up with him, I promise you he's going to line up with you. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Thank you so much. Just to go over a couple of points, we have a few minutes left. One of the things that you said in the beginning was about that wilderness. David going into that wilderness, right?
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about that wilderness, because I've had that wilderness experience where I wish I had heard this message then, because when those people were coming up against me so heavily, I thought the enemy had me thinking that how they felt about me is how God felt about me. And it sent me in such a depression. It sent me into this wilderness, you know, where I felt like maybe I'm not called. Maybe this isn't what God wants me to do. So can you just tell us a little bit about that wilderness experience?
Oh, my Lord, yes. That wilderness place is that place where, you know, and yes, there's a place where Jesus was led into the wilderness, and everybody's going to have to go through one. But the wilderness that I was referring to in this particular passage is where, like mm-hmm. you said, when the people are talking against you, there's almost a delusion of thinking that the moment that you say yes, everybody and everything is going to be so happy and they're going to, you know, help you with it. But they're not.
Yeah.
That's a reality that you have to realize. You don't need an affirmation from man or human. Your affirmation is coming from God. And as long as you're obeying him, that's all that matters. We lose God chasing people, but we can never lose people chasing God. The ones that are lost are the ones that are supposed to be. Remember when Jesus prayed that prayer? He said, Father, I've kept everything that you've assigned to me. The only thing that was lost was the son of perdition. That's the one that was supposed to be.
That's really good because people don't and just like this you said in this with the when you were reading the scripture, it's not the people that you don't know.
Yes, yes. It'd be
the people that are the closest to you. Just like you know, it's like people that you never thought, people who you never thought would come against you, people who you thought was cheering you on. These people, they don't even realize. I don't even think they realize what they're doing. They're talking against you. They're coming against you. Or maybe they do realize. I don't know. But they don't realize is that you. Sometimes you think, wait a minute, you're a leader too.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to, you said you loved me.
Mm-hmm.
You said you cared about me. And I think that's the hardest thing,
that's the hardest mm-hmm. thing to deal with, the fact that these are people that you know, and that they're the people that mm-hmm. you don't know, they don't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and David said, you know, had it been my enemy, I would have watched and waited. But instead, it was the ones I took fellowship with. You know, we went into the house of God together, the house of worship together. They set their foot under my table, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to realize that, you know, sometimes you become somebody else's conviction. I'm going to let that marinate. Your obedience convicts them and they're disobedient. And that right there drives a wedge sometimes when they look at, well, I know the Lord told me to do this, this, this. And they may not have had that conversation with you or anybody else. And now you've stepped out and walked in obedience, and they're upset with themselves, but taking it out on you.
Now, that's good. That is so, see, I told you guys you're going to enjoy it. That's really, really good to know, because somebody might feel like mm-hmm. quitting because the people that they thought would support them don't support them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even one of my biggest challenges is that I've had so many years of not being supported. Not talking about the people mm-hmm. that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the people that I do know, the people, my family and, you know, other people betrayed mm-hmm. by my closest friends. But I had to learn how to keep going. I might go into that wilderness, but I couldn't mm-hmm. stay there.
Right.
You know, and he's so loving that he'll come into the wilderness with you
mm-hmm.
and where you at.
Yes, he will. That's what he did with yeah. the prophet. He found the cave while he was in that wilderness. He went into that cave, you know, trying to hide, just waiting to die.
Yes, so true.
And
so
God's
true.
Response, what are you doing here?
He's so sweet. He's so sweet. And the reason why I say that is because God will ask you a question. It's not like he don't know the answer.
That's right. Yes.
He's so sweet and so loving. What are you doing here? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he wasn't loud. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't yelling at him. He's just like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? He was like,
yes.
And then he loved the earthquake and all this stuff. He said, that wasn't even me. That wasn't even me.
Yes.
In a still, small voice. He's so gentle. And so loving.
Yes.
You can't do number 11. You can't do number 11.
Amen.
You know?
Yes.
And he's so, you know, he's just wonderful. And what are you doing here? Now, come on here. Come on out of here.
mm-hmm.
No, that's the best part of God. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing. It is. That's so the best part.
Oh, awesome. Well, I do really love and appreciate you, and thank you for being a part of this season in my life, and I thank God for bringing you into my life, because you're giving me something that I desired, but I didn't know if it would ever happen for me, and that is support. And so I just so appreciate you more than you know, and I really do thank you for just speaking into the lives of the women who are listening in. I just know that they're going to be blessed by what you said, and even the notes that you have. If they just follow along, ladies, remember to listen, then follow along, and go back and look at those notes and make it your quiet time with the Lord. Also, too, if you will let them know how they can get in contact with you.
Actually, all of my contact, everything is found on my website at God's Girl, and that's singular, not plural. So GODSGIRL Ministries, MINISTRIES.org. If you go there, you'll be able to connect to all of the social links that I have available.
Okay, awesome. And also, too, ladies, it will also be on the Bible Study website where you can just click on the link and it will take you there as well. If you have any kind of conferences, any kind of upcoming engagements, anything, you know, reach out to her. She gonna tear the house down, so don't bring it if that's not what you want. But she is going to rock the house, okay? She really is, and can sing. Come on, somebody. Can sing and preach. Oh, that's a bad combination right there. So anyway, I just want to thank you again for definitely being a part of it. I know you have to get out of here. So ladies, again, we thank you. You can visit the website to listen in at www.elwbiblestudy.com. And we love you and thank you so much and have a great day. Goodbye.